Our story opens today high atop New York City, in the luxurious penthouse of perhaps the most famous soldier of fortune the world has ever known. Me. How do you do?
Hi, folks. Welcome to Reggie Digital.
What's up, humanoids in the digital world? Is everybody staying human?
Alexa, word of the day.
Okay, here is the word of the day from the SAT word of the day skill.
Today's SAT prep word of the day is wet. It means to create or stimulate an interest or appetite for something, or to sharpen the edge of a knife. It's spelled W-H-E-T. Here's how to use it in a sentence. The preview of the movie gave away just enough to whet their curiosities. Get more SAT prep help at yourdictionary.com.
Alexa, stop.
Look at that. Look at that. Teaching an old dog a new trick. Hey, I've been using the word wet wrong for all this long time. Like, you know, I want to wet my appetite. I used to spell it W-E-T. T. Well, been using it wrong all along. It's W-H-E-T. Man, learn something new every day.
Alexa, what is my flash briefing?
Reginald, here's what's new this morning. In daily tech headlines.
These are the daily tech headlines for Thursday, May 24th, 2018. I'm Sarah Lane. Sources tell Bloomberg the U.S. Justice Department has opened a criminal probe into price manipulation of Bitcoin and other digital currencies. Techniques like spoofing and flooding the market with fake orders to trick other traders into buying or selling are reportedly both being reviewed, and federal prosecutors are working with the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, which is a financial regulator that oversees derivatives tied to Bitcoin. Previously, the Securities and Exchange Commission opened dozens of investigations into initial coin offerings, or ICOs, that were suspected to be scams. The New York Times reports that Apple has been developing prototypes of its own car for 4 years, but has now dramatically scaled back the project, instead partnering with Volkswagen to supply a fleet of its T6 California vans with the latest Apple technology, like computers, sensors, and large electric car batteries. Sources say Apple previously tried to ink a deal with BMW, Mercedes-Benz, Nissan, and McLaren to build an Apple car, but no deals were made. The National Transportation Safety Board said in a preliminary report today that Uber disabled an emergency braking system in a self-driving vehicle that struck and killed a woman in Arizona in March and failed to properly identify the pedestrian. The report said the modified 2017 Volvo XC90 radar systems observed the pedestrian 6 seconds before impact, but, quote, the self-driving system software classified the pedestrian as an unknown object, then as a vehicle, and then as a bicycle. Uber said Wednesday it would shut down its Arizona self-driving testing program and focus on limited testing in Pittsburgh and California.
Hello, humanoids. How's it going? Man, have you guys heard? I can't believe this. Ford has announced they will stop making cars for the U.S. market and will only focus on trucks and SUVs, and the only car they will be making is the Mustang. I can't, man, that's just mind-boggling to me. And I'm a Ford car fan. I love Ford. Well, to tell you the truth, I'm a loyalist, basically. If I get a product from a company and it works really well, or I'm really satisfied with how it performs, then more than likely I will get another one when that time comes. I have been a Ford man since I was a little kid. My father always had these Ford vans. They always seemed to be reliable and work and everything. And then my brother had a 67 Ford Mustang that he restored, he was restoring way back when I was a little kid, and I liked Ford then. And then also the Thunderbird. I was a very big fan of Batman, the TV series, which they used the Ford Thunderbird as the Batmobile. Yeah, and one of my brothers had a Ford T-Bird that was the exact model and style of the Batmobile. So right then I became a Ford fan. Then my first car was a Ford Pinto that my brother gave to me that I never drove because I didn't have my license at the time. And then when I did get my license, yeah, long story. And I really became a Ford fan when I had a Ford LTD. Oh, excuse me, 1980 Ford LTD. And I remember the blizzard of 93. And I forgot to drain all the water out of my radiator. Well, everybody like, your engine's going to be gone. The only thing it did was popped out the freeze plugs. I let that sucker defrost. I let the engine defrost for days. Got some new freeze plugs, popped them in, put some oil in there, water, antifreeze, crank right up. That sucker was running. And then that summer, I was going to the recording studio, and it caught on fire. Yeah, the engine caught on fire. I popped the hood. What happened was I was at a red light. I popped the hood. I saw that there was a flame. So I grabbed some dirt and threw on top of it, put the flame out, extinguished the flame, turned the car off, said a prayer, cranked it up, and that car lasted for another 5 years, people. Love Ford. Then when I moved back home, I had a Ford Explorer. Great, great vehicle. And now I have a Ford Focus. So, yeah, I am a Ford fan. I can't believe that they're going to cut out manufacturing cars for the U.S. market. But this is what I'm thinking. They're going to stop making cars for the U.S. market, revamp the car situation, and start making electric cars. I'm telling you, that is what I see happening with Ford. But yeah, that's it, man. Wow, Ford.
Humanoids, here is the question of the day. Alexa, question of the day.
Welcome back. Here is today's question of the day. The topic is astronomy. It is worth 5 points. Which planet in our solar system has the most moons? You can answer A, Jupiter, B, Earth, C, Saturn, or D, Neptune.
C, Saturn.
Sorry, that's not correct. The correct answer was A, Jupiter. There are 69 known moons of Jupiter.
I knew it.
Saturn has the second most with 62. You'll have better luck tomorrow. 58% of users answered this question correctly. Stimulate your brain every day with the question of the day. Tomorrow is a double points day. Correct answers will be worth twice their normal value. For more trivia games and prizes, follow us on Facebook or Twitter at Ask QOTD.
Song quiz. Time now for the song quiz.
Alexa, let's play song quiz.
Welcome to Song Quiz, brought to you by Volley. How many people are playing Song Quiz?
One.
What's your first name?
Reggie.
Where are you from?
Georgia.
Choose a playlist. You can say 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, or 2010s.
80s. We're going for win number 10.
Searching for an opponent.
Win number 10. Win number 10. Win number 10. Win number 10. Oh, yeah, we go. Oh.
Your opponent is Mark from Illinois.
Mark, let's you're going begin. Down.
Question 1, for 10 points. Name the song title and artist.
Baby, go.
Let's Go Crazy, Prince and the Revolution.
Righteous. You got the title and artist right for 10 points plus an extra 10 bonus points. Mark answered incorrectly. Your
what?
Score is 20 and Mark's score is 0. Question
Mark,
2.
You going down.
For 20 points. Name the song title and artist.
Part-time lover, Stevie Wonder.
Whammo! You got the title and artist right for 20 points plus an extra 10 bonus points.
Mark, you going
down. Mark
answered
correctly. You're up by 30 points.
Mark, you going
down. Question 3. For 30 points, name the song title and artist.
Oh, wow. Wild Wild West. Have no idea.
You got the title right for 30 points. The song was Wild, Wild West by Escape Club. Mark answered correctly. Your score is 80 and Mark's score is 50. Question 4. For 40 points, name the song title and artist.
Just to make you understand, but I'm ready.
Yes, I'm ready.
Oh, I can't think of his name.
You got the title right for 40 points. The song was Yes, I'm Ready by Terry DeSario with KC. Mark answered incorrectly. Your score is 120 and Mark's score is 50. Question 5. For 50 points, name the song title and artist.
Dancing in the Dark, Bruce Springsteen.
You got the title right for 50 points. The song was Dancing in the Dark by Bruce Springsteen.
Right!
Mark answered correctly. Your score is 170 and Mark's score is 100. Question 6. For 60 points, name the song title and artist.
I have no idea. Gloria Estefan.
The song was Lost in Your Eyes by Debbie Gibson.
Debbie
Gibson. Mark answered incorrectly. What? Your score is 170 and Mark's score is 100.
I don't remember that song by Debbie Gibson.
You're up by 70 points. It's time for the song quiz bonus round.
Oh, yes. You're going down, Mark.
Your final question. For 100 points, name the song title and artist.
Take these broken wings. Broken wings. Oh, I can't. Ooh. Bryan Adams. No.
The song was Kyrie by Mr. Mister.
Oh,
Mark answered
what the
incorrectly.
Heck?
You got 170 points. Mark got 100 points. Now we do the dance of joy. You win.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow. You've won 10 games in a row.
10 in a
Keep
row!
The streak going.
The 10 next
game
in a row!
Is starting in a few seconds. Or you can say, Alexa, stop.
Alexa,
to exit song.
Stop. 10 in a row!
Did
10
you know you can unlock 500 more songs in Song Quiz simply by linking your Amazon account? Grab your phone, open the
Alexa app,
and click Link Account to unlock more music today.
10 in a row!
Because you played Song Quiz,
Alexa,
I recommend
stop.
Another.
10 in a row.
The boy is on the streak, y'all. That's right, on the streak. Ooh, wait, 10 in a row. I can't believe it.
Yo, make sure you tune in next week and see, or I'm sorry, hear me go for 11 in a row. 11. 11.
Well, 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 humanoids, I did it. I did it. I won 10 in a row. 10 in a row. Man, make sure you tune in next week to hear me win 11 straight on that song quiz. That's right. 11 straight. Yo, this is Reggie Digital. Thank you for stopping by. That's my time, people. Humanoids, remember, stay human. Peace.